So we're continuing in the Gospel of Luke. در کتاب انجیل لوقا. And we are slowly working ourselves through it.
یواش یواش آیه به آیه داریم جلو پیش میریم.
That's because there are just so many stories in there we can talk about.
چون انقدر داستان‌های زیادی هست که میشه در مورد صحبت کرد.
Yeah, and today we're going to talk about a famous story in the Bible.
امروز می‌خوام در مورد یه داستان معروف در کتاب مقدس صحبت کنم.
The feeding of the 5,000. That's
where. غذا دادن به 5,000 نفره.
That's where it's normally how it's referred to.
اینجوری به اون اشاره می‌کنه.
And this is one of the stories that actually is found in all the Gospels.
So
we have this four times in our Bible. And if God repeats things so many times,
اگر خداوند هر چیزی رو زیاد تکرار کنه حتما دلیلی داشته که انقدر تکرار کرده.
There must be some important lessons that we can learn from this story.
مهم دیگه هست که بتونیم از این درس یاد بگیریم.
Let's start reading.
بیایم شروع کنیم خوندن.
Read verse 10.
آیه 10.
And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all they had done, and he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida.
و چون رسولان بازگشت کردند، آنچه کرده بودند بدو باز گفتند، پس ایشان را برداشته به ویرانی نزدیک شهری که بیت سیدا نام داشت به خلوت رفت.
Yeah, so we also talked about it the last time.
دفعه پیش در موردش صحبت کردیم که شاگردان دارن برمیگردن.
They were sent out two by two.
دوتا فرستاده شدن بیرون.
And they come and give back every report of all the things that they had done.
و میان گزارش بدن در همه کارهایی که انجام دادن.
And then Jesus takes them to a deserted place.
عیسی مسیح اونها رو در یه مکان دور میندازه.
Yeah, and place away from the crowds.
جایی که خارج از شهر بدون مردم.
Where they can have a little bit rest.
که بتونن استراحت کنن.
Kind of a little vacation.
تعطیلات.
They've worked hard.
زیاد کار کرده بودن.
Yeah, and they need rest.
استراحت احتیاج داشتن.
Yeah, maybe they have to process some of the things that have happened.
شاید یه وقتی بعد میذاشتن برای اتفاقایی که افتاده.
Good and bad.
کارهای خوب یا بد.
We also know that connected to this time period is the death of John the Baptist.
مرگ یحیای تعمیدن.
Yeah, go to Matthew 14.
بریم متا فصل 14.
Matthew 14 and read verses 10 till 12.
آیه 10 تا 12 رو بخونید.
And that's the same parallel passage as the story of today, Luke 9.
همون داستانی هست که در کتاب لوقا 9 هست.
As we will see, the very next verses are the story of the 5,000.
اون اتفاقی که میفته داستان 5,000 نفر.
Yeah, and this talks about Herod who killed John.
در مورد هیرودیس صحبت میکنه که یحیی رو کشت.
And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought in a charger and given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it and went and told Jesus.
و فرستاده سر یحیی را در زندان از تن جدا کرد و سر او را در پشتی گذارده به دختر تسلیم نمودند و او آن را نزد مادر خود برد. پس شاگردانش آمده جسد او را برداشته به خاک سپردند و رفته عیسی را اطلاع دادند.
Yeah, so and then the very next story, which we'll read in a moment.
داستان بعدی که بلافاصله بعدش میشنویم.
Yeah, is the feeding of the 5,000.
غذا دادن 5,000 نفره.
First, I want to remark what we already have read.
و بهتون یادآوری کنم چیزی که خوندیم.
Yeah, and that when we serve God.
وقتی به خداوند خدمت میکنیم.
We also need rest.
احتیاج به استراحت
داریم. Yeah, to be alone, to have some downtime.
تنها باشیم زمان.
Spend time with Jesus.
خودمونو بذاریم با عیسی مسیح وقت بذارونیم.
And it was Jesus who orchestrated this.
عیسی مسیح که این کار انجام داد. هدفش این بود که استراحت کنن.
Now of course we don't believe that the Bible prescribes a specific day that we need to have rest.
ایمان نداریم که خداوند یه روز و نسخه نوشته بگه این روز استراحت کنی.
Yeah, because some will say, oh, you need to. بعضیا میگن. Be on Sunday, that must be your day of rest.
شنبه روز استراحت توست.
Oh, it must be the Sabbath.
سبت شنبه روز استراحت توست.
But that's not biblical.
هیچ جایی که در
Yeah, the Sabbath was fulfilled in Christ.
سبت در مسیح تکمیل شد.
Yeah, we enter into His rest by getting saved.
با نجات پیدا کردن وارد استراحت او شدیم.
Yeah, because we are seizing from our own works to attain salvation.
خودمون دست میکشیم که نجات رو به دست بیاریم.
And we are resting
و استراحت
میکنیم in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
در کاری که عیسی مسیح تکمیل کرد.
For our salvation.
برای نجات.
Yeah, that's the image for the picture of
اون
the Sabbath day.
تصویر سبت هست.
But it doesn't mean that the principle of having rest.
این معنی نیست که اصل استراحت رو داشتن.
That is a bad thing.
یک چیز بدیه.
Yeah, it was made for us.
برای ما ساخته شد که استراحت کنیم.
It's good to have some rest.
و استراحت داشتن و تفریح داشتن.
But it doesn't have to be on Sunday or on Saturday or whatever.
یک شنبه یا شنبه یا دوشنبه هر روزی باشه.
Yeah, Sunday is a logical time.
روز منطقیه که دوشنبه روز استراحت باشه.
Many people have off from work.
چون از کارمون معمولاً یک شنبه تعطیلیم، ولی میتونه هر روزی باشه.
And we need to rest also if we do ministry.
و اگه خدمت هم میکنیم به خداوند احتیاج به استراحت داریم.
But as we will see, this time of rest was interrupted.
همونجوری که میبینین این زمان استراحت
read verse 11.
گرفته شد. آیه 11 رو بخونید.
And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. Luke 9:11.
لوقا 9:11.
اما گروهی بسیار اطلاع یافته در پی وی شتافتند، پس ایشان را پذیرفته، ایشان را از ملکوت خدا سخن میگفت و هر که احتیاج به معالجه داشت شفا میبخشید.
Yeah, so the people have figured out where Jesus and the disciples went.
همه فهمیدن که عیسی و شاگرداش کجا در رفتن.
And they followed them.
همه دنبالشون اومدن.
And as a result, Jesus ends up ministering again, including his disciples. Now, read it also from Matthew 14. Yeah, and now let's see the next verses, which came after that John the Baptist was killed. Now read verse 13 and 14. So, when Jesus heard of it, referring to that John the Baptist was killed, yeah,
وقتی عیسی مسیح شنید منظورش اون چیزی که یحیی مرد.
Yeah. So when Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him and fled out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them and he healed their sick.
و چون عیسی این را شنید به کشتی سوار شد از آنجا به تنهایی به جای ویرانی رفت و چون مردم شنیدند از شهرها به راه خشکی از پی او روانه شدند.
Yeah, so this was the next thing after that he heard that John the Baptist was
killed.
Now Jesus here takes a ship with his disciples.
عیسی مسیح با یک کشتی برمی‌داره.
And of course we know that he was ministering around the Sea of Galilee.
می‌دونیم که در دریاچه جلیلیه داشته خدمت می‌کرده.
So he tries to go to a place that is private, that is deserted.
می‌ره یه جای مخفی، یه جایی که خالی بوده رو می‌گرده.
But the people on foot just walked around.
که تو با پا بودن
رفتن
از خشکی تا پیدا کنن به اون جایی که اون اونا بودن.
And of course they find Jesus.
عیسی رو پیدا کردن.
Jesus had compassion.
و عیسی مسیح بهشون دلسوزان.
Yeah, he and his disciples tried to find rest.
سعی کردن استراحت کنن.
The interruption came.
نتونستن دنبالشون اومدن.
And Jesus was moved with compassion. And started to minister.
و شروع کردن خدمت کردن. شفا دادن.
Preaching to them.
موعظه کردن.
Now this of course holds for those who are in full-time ministry. There's always a demand of people.
Yeah,
there's always problems. There's always somebody whose life is falling apart. And it doesn't always line up perfectly with your schedule.
When
you want to have rest. And that's being part of ministry, full-time ministry. Yeah, there is a demand. In ministry.
هست در خدمت خداوند.
Yeah. So they planned having rest.
برنامه استراحت گذاشتن.
But it was interrupted.
اما جلوش گرفت.
And they ended up ministering.
و آخر سر خدمت
کرد. Now read also the same part from Mark. Mark 6. Which is another parallel passage.
که همین داستان رو دوباره تکرار میکنه.
In Mark.
در مرقس فصل
6. We look at them all today, so.
امروز همه رو نگاه میکنیم.
Read verse 34.
آیه 34.
And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things.
عیسی بیرون آمده گروه بسیار دیده بر ایشان ترحم فرمود، زیرا که چون گوسفندان بیشوان دیدند و شروع به تعلیم بسیاری چیزها به ایشان کرد.
That's why here we all have a spiritual aspect.
Yeah?
He sees their needs.
نیازشون رو دید.
Yeah, he says that like a sheep without a shepherd.
مثل گوسفندان بدون شبان بودن.
They were lost. They needed guidance.
گم شده بودن، احتیاج به رهبری داشتن.
And he started to give.
و شروع میکنه رهبری کردن و خدمت کردن.
Now here's another verse that makes the same point.
دیگه همون نکته رو به ما.
Yeah, this is not a parallel passage. But listen to what it says in Matthew 9.
تکرار همین داستان.
Matthew 9:36.
ما فصل 9 آیه 36 رو هم بخونیم.
But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
و چون جمعیتی بسیار دید دلش برای ایشان بسوخت زیرا که مانند گوسفندان بیشبان پریشان حال و پراکنده بودند.
Yes, again the same thing.
بازم همونجا.
They are like sheep.
مثل گوسفندان. Not
without shepherd. They need guidance. بدون
شبان بودند.
Now listen to the next two verses.
From Matthew 9:27-28. Matthew 9:37-38.
Then, as a response, then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest field.
آنگاه به شاگردان خود گفت محصول فراوان است اما کارگر کم. پس از صاحب محصول استدعا نمایید تا کارگران در محصول خود بفرستند.
Yeah, so what is the feeding that needs to take place here?
چه غذایی باید داده بشه به اینجا؟
Yeah, it's a feeding of spiritual things.
دادن غذای روحانی.
The feeding of the word of God.
غذا دادن به کلام خدا.
The preaching of the gospel.
موعظه انجیل عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, this is a lesson for all of us. Not only for those who are in full-time ministry.
نه اونایی که برای خدمت کامل هستن.
All of us should be ready.
هممون باید آماده باشیم.
Yeah, of course, to look after the needs of others.
که مطمئناً
to help others.
نیازهای دیگران رو فکر کنیم بهش.
When the demand comes.
وقتی نیاز یه نفر میاد.
Even though you had your own plans.
با اینکه برنامه خودمون رو داریم.
Yeah,
هدف خودمون رو داریم.
Philippians 2:3-5.
2:3-5.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Yeah, so in practical sense, yeah, we need to look to the needs of others. See others as more important than yourself. Put others first.
Yeah.
That is the mindset that Jesus had. He wanted to have some private time with his disciples. Yet when the demand came, he had compassion. Put aside his own agenda, helped the minister. We need to have that mind of Christ also. Yeah, but it's not only helping with practical things, it's also helping with spiritual things.
Yeah,
the preaching of the word of God. The preaching of the gospel to the lost. Yeah, what can we learn from the story of the feeding of the 5,000? Yeah, first of all, that there is a place of rest. It's right for us to take a time to rest, a time off.
Yeah.
Jesus organized this. It was his idea. And the second, we need to be prepared for interruptions. There is a demand from people that when it comes to serving God.
Yeah.
Or as in general, as a Christian. Yeah, having to take others in mind as well. Putting others first. Yeah, we should look after the needs of others. Go back to Luke 9.
در لوقا فصل 9 برگردیم.
And when the day began to wear, verse 12. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place. Yeah, so this is an unplanned event.
Yeah,
that time was interrupted. They were not planning to do this. But now they've been spending the whole day.
Yeah,
Jesus, disciples, helping people, talking to people, ministering to people. And it's getting late now. And some people are getting worried.
Now,
read also Matthew 14, verse 15. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals.
وقت الان گذشته پس این گروه را مرخص فرمان
Yeah, so we see that it's already evening now. And the disciples are thinking, we get worried about the crowd. And they basically say to Jesus, hey Jesus, you need to stop now. Send these people to the villages. They need to get provision. They need to get food. Yeah, we're in the middle of nowhere here. It's enough for today. These people need to eat.
And
they might have thought, we need to eat as well.
As we will
see, they didn't have anything either. And it was their day off. Trying to get rest. And they end up being busy and without food. Jesus, it's time to call it a day. Send the people away.
Now,
the written response of Jesus in Matthew 14, verse 16. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart, give ye them to eat. So the problem is not that big. They don't have to go. You just feed them. That sounds reasonable. You arrange some food for them. You do the catering.
Now,
here's the problem. The need is a bit greater than they can handle. Go back to Luke 9. Luke 9, verses 13 and 14. But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all these people. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, make them sit down by 50s in the company.
او بهشان گفت شما ایشان را غذا دهید گفتند ما را جز 5 نان و 2 ماهی چیزی نیست مگر برویم به جهت همه این مردم غذا بخرید و قریب 5,000 مرد بودند پس به شاگردان خود گفت که ایشان را 50-50 دسته دسته بنشانند.
So now we know why the disciples are a little bit taken back by this.
حالا میفهمیم چرا شاگردان انقدر میترسیدن.
Because we have an idea about the size.
اندازه رو
میفهمیم. It talks about 5,000 men.
Yeah,
that's where we get the name of the story for that people give it. The feeding of the 5,000. Yeah, that's not an accurate name for it. Because the actual crowd was much bigger. Let me show you that. Go to Matthew 14. Matthew 14, 21. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children.
و خورندگان سوای زنان و اطفال قریب به 5,000 مرد بودند.
Yeah, so this is a really big crowd.
خیلی بزرگ.
You have 5,000 men.
5,000 تا مرد.
Excluding all the women and children.
به علاوه خانوما و بچه‌ها.
So this group could easily be 15,000, 20,000.
خیلی راحت 15,000 تا 20,000 تا شاید آدم بود.
Yeah, this is a great need that is there.
و نیاز وحشتناکی بوده که در به اونها غذا داده.
Jesus tells them, hey, they don't need to part.
میگه برن,
you
برن.
Feed them.
تو بهشون غذا بده.
Now we've done some ad hoc feedings for groups.
ما بعضی وقتا این کارو کردیم غذا دادیم.
Yeah, and the biggest we ever done was about 1,000 refugees.
کاری کردیم 1,000 پناهنده رو یهو با هم غذا دادیم.
Yeah, it was in one of the stadiums.
تو یکی از استادیوم ها بود که 1,000 خونه.
But it was in the middle of the city.
درست وسط شهر تو پالی رو فرستادیم.
Surrounded by restaurants and shops.
پر از رستوران و مغازه بود.
And we could call in delivery.
تونستیم زنگ بزنیم سوبلاکی
سفارش. So we organized several organizations who helped out.
چندین سازمان هماهنگ کردیم که نزدیک 1,000 سوبلاکی سفارش بدیم.
I don't know how many different shops, like 20 different restaurants.
نمیدونم چند تا رستوران با هم دیگه کار کردن.
And we ordered 50 souvlakis everywhere.
از هر جایی نزدیک 50 تا سوبلاکی سفارش دادیم.
Yeah, and then one after another came deliver all the souvlakis.
خیلی جالب بود. همش پشت سر هم می اومدن.
This was still quite
This
was still quite an effort to get done.
Now, imagine
10 to 20 times that number. Being somewhere remote. And you cannot call delivery.
Delivery هم نداریم.
This was a great need.
نیاز خیلی بزرگ.
And they couldn't meet it.
و نمیتونست.
Go to John 6.
یوحنا فصل 6.
Where we get some more details on this conversation about the disciples feeding this great group.
John 6
and read verses 5 to
7.
And this is a conversation with Philip.
داستانی بود.
When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, When shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little.
پس عیسی چشمان خود را بلند کرده دید که جمعیتی بسیار به طرف او میآیند. به فیلیپوس گفت از کجا نان بخرید تا اینها بخورند؟ از روی امتحان به او گفت زیرا خود میدانست چه باید کرد.
Yeah, so also this conversation had taken place.
و این اتفاق داره میفته.
Where can we buy bread?
از کجا نان بخریم واسه این همه آدم؟
And Philip says, do you know how much this cost?
میدونی قیمتش چقدر میشه؟
Yeah, it says 200 pennies.
200 پنی.
Now, we get an idea of what 2 pennies is worth
ارزش دو پنی رو یاد
based on one of the stories in the Bible
یکی از داستان‌های کتاب مقدس
where we have workers
که کارگران که کار
that work for a day
برای یه روز کامل که کار کردن
and they get 1 penny
یه پنی پول گرفتن
so it will be in day wage
در حقیقت یه پنی پول کار یه نفر
در
یه روز بوده
say in day wage is 50 euros
اگه بگیم امروز روز کار روزانه
50
یورو
Philip is saying like 10,000 euro
فیلیپ میگه یعنی 10,000 یورو کافی نیست که این هم آدم غذا بدیم
a little bit food
که یه ذره غذا بدیم
yeah so there's this great need the disciples cannot handle it نیاز
خیلی بزرگه و ما از اوتش بر نمیاییم
yeah they don't have anything
هیچی هم نداریم بدیم
they were empty
خالیه خالی.
All they were able to find.
تنها چیزی که میتونیم پیدا کنیم.
Were 5 loaves of bread.
5 تا تیکه نون و 2 تا ماهیه.
And they got this from a boy.
اونم از یه پسری که اونجا بود گرفته بودن.
Yeah. They had a great need.
نیاز
and
بزرگ.
And it was very little.
و خیلی کم داشت.
It was a need that was impossible
اما
to meet.
اما نیازی بود که غیر ممکن بود که مراقبت کنه.
Now, bring it back to us.
برگردیم به سمت خودمون.
In the same way.
در همون روش.
There are things we can be confronted with.
ما هم ممکنه تو زندگیمون چیزایی جلوی قرار بگیره.
That are impossible for us to do.
شاید به نظر بیاد که غیر ممکنه که ما بتونیم کار انجام بدیم. نمیتونیم. از دستمون بر نمیاد.
Yeah, for example, it's
برای مثال.
It's impossible for us to reach every single person in this country.
تمام کسایی رو که تو این شهر هستن نمیتونیم به انجیل عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, we're focused, of course, on Farsi speakers.
100% به تمرکزمون به فارسی زبان هاست.
You want to reach everybody in this country?
Every lost person in Greece and give them the gospel? در یونان باشه به انجیل عیسی مسیح رو بهشون برسونیم.
We can look at this and think it's impossible.
میتونیم بگیم غیر ممکن.
Yeah, we can't even reach all the Farsi speakers.
حتی به فارسی زبان هاش هم نمیرسیم.
All over the place.
همه جان همشون هم تو آتن نیستن همه جا هستن.
All those people who speak different languages.
اونایی که زبان های زیادی حرف میزنن چی؟
We just have 5 loaves. And 2 fishes.
And they don't
go far. We can't feed them all. Yeah, Jesus tells the disciples, you feed them. Yet we can't.
اما نمیتونیم.
But we can with him.
اما میتونیم در کنار عیسی مسیح
Jesus
با قدرت.
Never expected the disciples.
عیسی مسیح توقع نداشت که شاگردانشون
یه logistic miracle.
یه معجزه‌ای که انجام بدن بدون کمک.
To feed all these people themselves.
به این 5000 نفر غذا برسونن.
He just wanted them to give what they had.
فقط می‌خواستن از آن چه که داشتن بدن.
John 6:6.
یوحنا 6:6.
Said, and this he said to prove him. For he himself knew what he would do. Yeah, Jesus already knew what he would do. Was to prove them. Yeah, so Jesus is asking his disciples, his followers, to do something they are not able to do. God can ask us things that we are unable to do by ourselves. Now, why does God do this? Now, in fact, this is something that we see over and over again in the Bible. For example, we have the Israelites in Egypt, they're leaving.
که در حقیقت میان بیرون
approaching the Red Sea
به دریای سرخ میرسن
behind them the Egyptian army
پشتشون ارتش مصر
what can they do now? They're
stuck چیکار کنن؟ گیر افتادن با این ارتش بزرگ
they took the first step
اولین قدم رو برداشتن
they went on their day on their way
ادامه دادن به مسیر رفتنشون
and now this is obstacle they cannot conquer
حالا سنگی جلوی پاشونه که نمیتونن ازش بگذرن
now God knew that already.
خداوند از قبل میدونست اون صحنه
حدیث. And he made it possible.
و همون yeah, خداوند ممکن ساخته
شد. He opened the Red Sea.
دریای سرخ.
They got to the other side.
و به اون سمت رسید.
And destroyed the Egyptian army in the process.
مصر رو ارتش مصر رو نابود کرد.
God was with them.
خداوند با اونها بود.
Yeah. Goliath. And giant.
گولیات آدم بزرگ بود. گولی بود.
Was defeated by a young shepherd boy, David.
نابودش کرد. با یک پسر کوچیک چوپان به نام داوود.
It's impossible.
غیر ممکن بود.
They laughed at him.
خندیدم به داوود.
No, it's not impossible.
غیر ممکن.
Because God was with him.
چون خداوند در کنار داوود.
Gideon.
Gideon.
He has this army.
ارتش بزرگی رو داشت.
Yeah, that gets shrunk from I believe 32,000 to 300.
30,000 نفر به 300 نفر رسید ارتشش.
That's all you need, Gideon.
گیدیون فقط همین دسته.
Because I am with you.
چون من با شما هستم.
You can feed all these people.
تو نمیتونی به این همه آدم غذا برسونی.
But with my help,
اما با قدرت من ممکنه.
Yeah, Jesus already knew the answer.
عیسی مسیح جواب رو میدونست.
And he tells them to sit down in groups.
بشینید در اون گروه 50 نفر.
Now read what he's doing.
ادامه بدین چیکار کرد.
Luke 9 verse 15.
لوقا 9 آیه 15.
And they did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and broke and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude.
Yeah, they did this and they sat everybody down, yeah.
That's all. Oh, 16:2. Sorry.
He's
like, why is it so short? No, 16:2.
از آن پنجنان و گواهی را گرفته به سوی آسمان نگریست و آنها را برکت داده. پاره نمود و به شاگردان خود را تا پیش مردم گذارند.
So now you have the 10,000 plus people sitting down.
10,000 خورده آدم نشسته زمین.
And they're all in anticipation of what would come next. What did Jesus do? He looks up to heaven, blessed the little food that was there, these 5 loaves and these 2 fishes, breaks them, and starts giving them out to the disciples and to give to the multitude. Yeah. And he keeps breaking and he keeps handing out.
Yeah.
God blessed it. And now they were able to feed the multitude. Read verse 17. And they did eat and were all filled. And there was taken up of fragments that remained of them 12 baskets.
پس همه خورده سیر شدند و 12 سبطور از پارهای باقی مانده برداشتند.
They're all filled.
همه سیر شدند.
A miracle took place.
و معجزه شد.
Yeah, all people now had eaten.
همه غذا خوردند. همه سیر شدند.
10,000 plus people.
10,000 نفر غذا خوردند.
Had a full stomach in a deserted place.
در کویر، در بیابان.
Yeah, God can ask us to do to do things that we're unable to do.
چیزایی بخواد که ما نتونیم با قدرت خودمون
انجام بدیم. Why does God do that?
چرا خداوند این کارا رو با ما میکنه؟
Because he wants us to rely on him.
بر روی او توکل کنیم.
Yeah, the Bible says in Romans 1:17.
خداوند رومیان 1:17 میگه.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith.
که در آن عدالت خدا به ظهور می‌رسد از ایمان تا ایمان، چنانکه مکتوب است که عادل به ایمان زیست خواهد نمود.
Yeah, the just shall live by faith.
عادل با ایمان.
By trusting God, by relying on Him.
به اعتماد کردن به خداوند زندگی خواهد کرد.
God can ask us to do things that we are unable to do.
خداوند میتونه از من و شما چیزی بخواد که انجام بدیم که خودمون با قدرت خودمون قادر نباشیم انجام بدیم.
So we will rely on Him.
که ما به او توکل کنیم.